Things are amiss with our salmon here in the Pacific Northwest. First, there was the release of more than 100,000 non-native salmon into the Salish Sea this summer, and now scientists are reporting alarmingly low numbers of young salmon in the Pacific, instead finding warm water fish that are not normally there. Seattle Times environment reporter Linda Mapes says these events are separate on the surface, but she says they mean bigger things for our ecosystem. She spoke with her colleagues Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman for The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. First, she starts with the missing Pacific salmon.
Remember, these are out-migrating juveniles that they're finding very, very few of coming from the Columbia River system. What's that mean? That means that 2-3 years from now, when those animals are supposed to be coming back as nice, fat, sleek adults to feed, say, endangered orca whales, they're not going to be there. And we're already seeing a 30-year low in population of orcas. Some of those animals actually have starved to death. And so it's really, honestly, kind of the worst possible news.
It's very depressing to think about the ripple effects, like you said. Again, to the point, you know, you said that we can do something about the freshwater aspect. So what is the state alert to this? Is Governor Jay Inslee or others, are they taking any action? Have they done enough?
With regard to that, you know, I've been covering salmon in the Northwest for 20 years, and some of the problems that I've been writing about are still there. Relatively unaffected 20 years later. Things such as development have only become more of a challenge for salmon. You know, we're still losing forest cover when we know that forests are the one thing that hold the soil and soak up the rain and, you know, take care of these ecosystems by keeping forests, and yet we're still losing them. It's not like we don't know what to do. We know perfectly well what to do. And the Snake River Dam issue, my goodness, that's been around as long as I've been writing about salmon. So, you know, you ask me, are they doing enough? They're spending a lot. I mean, untold amounts of money. But fish don't lie.
But what about these Atlantic salmon from a whole different ocean that are being brought over here and farmed in our waters? We have not enough of the salmon that are supposed to be here. And now do we have too much of the salmon that aren't supposed to be here? What's going on with those?
Of course, in the Pacific Northwest, an escape of invasive Atlantic salmon is going to be a big, huge, hairy deal, and people were completely freaked out about it. Tribal governments, conservationists. I mean, this has been a gigantic story, and it's still a big story, and it should be a big story because it raises a good question. Why are we even doing this? California bans it. Alaska bans it. Oregon doesn't have it. And here's Washington State. It's only 80 jobs. You know, it's a foreign-owned corporation. They've only been here a year, and this is brought a big outcry from tribes and others to shut it down, make it go away.
What's so damaging about having the Atlantic salmon swimming around in the
yeah,
Pacific?
What is the problem? Salmon?
So the concern is manyfold. One, that they could bring disease. Another, that they would compete for food. Another, that they would compete for habitat. Another, that they'll replicate, that they'll breed with one another. Or the big horror idea is that they would actually interbreed with the Pacific salmon.
Why would that be so horrible?
Because they're not supposed to be here. You know, we have spent untold amounts of money trying to pump up these populations of native salmon, and instead they just keep cratering. And you have other animals out there, such as orca whales, that have got to have Puget Sound Chinook. They won't eat anything else, and they're literally starving. And the last thing you need is yet another stress, another challenge in this already struggling ecosystem.
Could we see the next session of the state legislature, something come along to try to do what Alaska and California have done and ban this kind of farming?
Count on it. Senator Ranker out in the San Juan Islands has already said that he intends to bring back a piece of legislation that he considered some years ago, which would ban net pen aquaculture of Atlantic salmon in the state of Washington. And the tribes, that would be all of the tribes in western Washington with treaty rights to fish, have demanded a ban on net pen aquaculture in Washington. And I would not be at all surprised to see a lawsuit coming from tribes saying that these fish are damaging their treaty-protected fisheries. So I think we'll see much more of this story in the weeks and months to come. It's far from going away.
Local Pacific salmon and Atlantic salmon, what's the common thread here? What should we be taking away from all of this and thinking about as we go about our daily lives in the Pacific Northwest?
You know, I think what I would say about that is that nature is our teacher. that it's not just sitting out there as scenery or a passive recreational opportunity. You know, nature is telling us the health of our world, the state of our world. And when you have situations where animals that are supposed to be there aren't, or animals that aren't supposed to be there are there by, you know, the millions, you should be asking yourself, what's going on? And don't go to sleep. Don't think of nature as just a postcard or a hiking destination. It is, in fact, the world in which we are embedded. And to the degree that nature's doing well, we'll do well too. To the degree it's not, we won't either.
Thanks very much, Linda, for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
That was Seattle Times environment reporter Linda Mapes talking to her colleagues Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman. The conversation was an excerpt from The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. You can find a link to the whole episode on our website, and you can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts.